This is a homebrew podcast.
So back into it, Shred is going to move up to this mage and just try to eviscerate him. Let's see, how many attacks does Shred get? Six? What?
Holy crap.
Are you what?
I don't know why I gave him that. But well, it's going to work in your favor.
Finding out this way.
Right.
I was about okay. to charge that guy.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, come on.
Hit.
That should have been a crit.
Let me check the mage's AC. AC is 15, okay. That's one hit. I'm just going to roll all the damage at the end. Two hits.
Three hits.
Red hit, blue hit. That's a hit.
Four hits.
That's a miss.
Oh, come on, Shred. What are you even trying? Your buddy McGeesh is in danger.
That's a hit. Nice.
Come on.
Is that a crit? Does he crit on 19s? Let me check.
He almost crit twice.
He does not crit on 19s. Okay, so he
Come
hit five
on,
times.
Shred.
Shipmage is dead.
Good work, Shred.
Yeah, so he sinks one fish hook into one shoulder and another fish hook into the pelvis, and then just pulls.
Nice.
And the guy is extremely dead. Lots of viscera.
Extremely dead.
Mm-hmm. Bringing us to, well, the dead shipmage.
Isn't there two of them?
There are two of them. Not three, as we found out. Yeah, so the injured one is going to cast a Chill Touch again at Savannah. Thirteen misses her, right?
Where would that information be?
Pippin, do you have, oh, I'm sorry. She's attacking Savannah, not,
I was like...
Yeah, I had
I can
Selene
look
in my
at
head.
The crew, I think.
Yeah, my bad. That does miss Savannah, so all good there. Shipmages are done. Buccaneers, there's one that has been destroyed by Clacker. There's one more on, like, the normal deck right next to Moriarty. So he pulls out his cutlass and he's going to make a couple cutlass attacks. Another Buccaneer is going to start working his way down the ship. And then the two that are up on the aft castle are just going to move to protect Thousand Tooth Tom. They'll double move. So, a bunch of movements and then a couple attacks against Moriarty. Oh, at disadvantage, my bad. That'll miss anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why I bother. 12 misses. Alright, so he attacks you twice, you defend twice. That's all for them. We're on to Jack Bragman.
Jack's going to advance down the deck here to where I think a couple of these people should be in range.
Oh, yeah.
So they have to make wisdom saves. DC 17. Damn it. He rolled a 7.
Yeah. He'll still take half. It's an excellent spell. The crewmate fails. And Shred. Shred also fails.
Nice. Max damage.
Close to it.
Not yep. bad. Dang. Yeah.
That's nice.
And then yeah, very as nice. An action, I will use Where is it? Spiritual weapon.
Actually, that's just a bonus action.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So you can still do something else after.
And I'll just make a token right in front of Shred here.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and make that attack, and I'll build a little thing you can move around.
Crit.
Amazing. So max out and then reroll. Dang!
And then, wait, reroll that?
No, I'm just saying, like, max damage plus a die. So is that 16 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I roll a d8.
Is your weapon a weapon, or is it like a little glob of lightning?
Yeah, I imagine it's just like a lightning ball.
Okay.
One of Yold's most powerful weapons, a lightning ball.
Right. You know. Yeah.
And then I'll use my... Yeah, I think I'll just use my tempestuous magics to fly backwards back down the gangplank here.
Nice.
As a bonus action without provoking any attacks of opportunity. Right. I might actually stay a little bit in the middle of this plank. That way if... Nah, I'll just stay
there. Okay, and you should be able to move your spiritual weapon around now.
I don't even know if I see it.
Is it the lightning bolt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right next to... You'll need to be on actor selection token controls instead of on tile controls or measurement tools.
Yeah, on my screen, it's just I think I can target it, but I don't know if I see anything.
Odd.
Am I moving it around?
You are moving it around.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you can see it on the stream there or whatever, but it's just like an empty box for me. But...
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's showing up on the stream. Weird. I don't know why that's happening.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's there. Yold knows it's there. Shred knows it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just crit on him. And that's Jack.
I'm glad you said it just crit on him. I forgot to give him the damage. Here we go. All right, that's Jack. We've got the crew up. The crew is going to go to work on these same guys over on the kind of southern side of the map, and then Nagish. If one of you would like to roll for Nagish while I'm doing the crew, then by all means, go for it.
Alex, would you like to, since you haven't?
Sure. Nagish.
I do recommend getting the charm ray.
Or the petrification ray. Those are both fine choices.
I will try my best. Let's see.
Oh, that's something
I was... Enervation ray to targeted creature must make a DC 16 constitution saving throw, taking 4d8 necrotic damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
That's not bad. Now, I remember in my Mind Flayer fight that I hated that one because it didn't hurt the Mind Flayers.
They just took out one of the crewmates, for the record.
Oh. Our crewmates?
Yeah.
Your crewmates just took out one of the bad crewmates.
Oh. Woo! I was like, which one was it? Was it the dragonborn guy?
Oh, wow. That was terrible damage.
Yeah, innervation ray. Sorry, what kind of save is that?
It is a con save. DC 16.
And who was it targeting?
Shred. I'm guessing. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
For not very much damage.
Yeah, that was terrible. He makes it anyway because he has great constitution.
Yeah. He's so a big guy.
Four damage.
Yeah.
Big damage, Nagash.
All right, that's the pirate crew, so on to Clacker.
But last first, time Nagash got a
but
turn.
First, Thousand Tooth Tom is going to use a legendary action and command Rip to make an anchor attack against Moriri.
A 22 will hit.
All right. Brace yourself. 25 damage.
Gosh, damn. Oof.
Wow.
All right, now it's Quacker's turn.
Is Nelton at the cannon?
Nelton is at the cannon.
Nelton's at the cannon. I'm running to the cannon. I want to take a shot with that cannon. My other plan of going in there has changed now very quickly.
Well, you're not at the anchor, dude, but the other guy isn't as bad either.
You can attack six times.
Yeah. I kind of want to go for Rip to hit, because that's some big damage there.
Yeah, finish him off.
Yeah, I'll take a cannon shot.
It'd be great if he died, but he's still looking pretty good, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's actually grinning down at Moriarty with, like, bloodlust now that Moriarty is below half health.
D20 plus 6?
Correct.
Moriarty's below half health?
Yeah.
A 10.
10 misses. He bats it away like a baseball with his anchor.
Now, can he make a second attack since it reloads if he has two attacks?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, because it does automatically.
It's worse! I rolled a 2. That's an 8.
Oh boy.
Moment.
Double miss.
I want to see if I have something I can do for that.
Can I cry again? Oh, wait.
Well, Celine's portents. Celine
Am I
has
still
her
portents.
Yeah, that's what I was checking what the portents were.
I didn't use my guidance. Was that only for one turn?
It was a 9, and what was the other one?
Celine's portents are a 10 and a 17.
Oh, the 17. Okay. She will, portent and change that to a 17.
All right, for the so Clacker, you hit.
60, 10 plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
So colorful. I love these dice. 40 damage.
That was a hell of a portent.
No kidding.
Pretty important.
Wow. Indeed.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's hurting.
Yeah, that's my turn.
All right. Bringing us to Thousand Tooth Tom, who's gonna saunter, as he does, down to the main deck, and
He's gonna... Ooh, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? He is going to... Come on, you lazy lot. Get in there and teach him what for. Shred and Rip and this buccaneer are blessed.
Great.
Agreed.
That's so fun.
Well, at least that's it for him.
Okay, just that.
Crewmates 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Can't do anything. Couple shots against Moriarty. 4 shots against Moriarty, all at disadvantage. And the rest are going to clump around a Thousand Tooth Tom. Double moving to do so. Alright, I'm going to assume these are all going to miss, but I do need to roll them out just to be sure.
I think assuming is fine.
Disadvantage. That didn't show up, but that would have been a 17. Which misses. Let me just do this. Disadvantage. Yeah, 6 is gonna for sure miss. Uh, 17 once again is gonna miss.
Yep.
And a crit that is in vain because it's actually a 5. So that's all for them. They're just protecting their boss and fighting your crew. And Selena's up next.
Ooh, okay. Well, Celine is going to... Let's see how... That's not the spell I thought it was, so not doing that, actually. Celine is going to... Are the muskets still being barrage fired at Moriarty every now and then?
Yeah.
I know that's... it's like the shotgun blast is, like, delayed, like, in between rounds.
Right, shotgun blast is no more. They're going to reload that, like, outside of combat. But
okay.
What, like, the barrage where I just missed you a bunch is these crewmates up here.
I was just making sure there's no more shotgun blast. If that's not a thing, then I'm switching.
There are 2 more buccaneers that have loaded shotguns, but they're a long way away.
Okay. Well, Celine, how far can you get? Measure. Not close enough. Selene is going to move to Nelton, cast Cure Wounds, and then Luminous Arrow at Rip.
Nice.
So, let me cast the standard roll. She heals Nelton for 7.
Healing went to Moriarty.
I'll subtract it.
Okay. I'll add it to Milton.
Yep. And...
Nice. That's a hit.
She will attack. All right. And so that's... one. D8. Plus 4. For 9. Radiant damage.
Mm-hmm. Now, important note, especially for you, Moriarty, as you're standing here, you think it could be because you just got smacked so hard by an anchor, but you also feel like that magnetism you were sensing is now coming from 2 directions.
What?
And it's only one.
Alright, it's Rip's turn, and then Nelton. Rip is gonna grin down at Moriarty.
Nice knowing you, chum.
He's gonna make a couple anchor attacks. They are with disadvantage. He has a high modifier. 13 will miss. Crit fail will miss.
Does Moriarty know shield?
Moriarty does know shield, and I was about to like pop it up and be like, yes, it was good knowing me before I start to beat the fuck out. And I mean, hell out of him.
Right, so his anchor like slams down at the into the wood next to you, and he is just like grimacing. Because you're bloodied, he would have done extra damage against you.
Wow.
I know. I'm like quaking a little bit here.
Nelton's turn. He's gonna make that cannon attack against Rip again.
I gotta say, Moriarty, that... Never mind. I was gonna say that cannon has been, like, MVP. I'm so glad you enhanced it.
It's still
it would have been better
valuable.
If it also not been against a ship with the 30 damage threshold.
Right. Yeah. That's
it's
it for Nelton.
Pretty great.
Who's up next? Moriarty is up next.
Yeah, Moriarty.
All right, and then
Chef Moriarty
will let's go ham time.
I forgot that Rip was blessed, but his higher of the two attacks, I think, was a 15, so even if he got a full bless, it still would have... Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, then let's make sure I'm targeting him again. And then... Oh, that's because it's trying to roll that for Celine and not Moriarty. Celine does not have the fishing pole. All right. Well, actually, make sure I'm selected on me, and then do that. And now let's do it. It's going through. Yes, attack.
Crit!
Yes!
There it is.
Oh boy!
Crit!
Oh boy! 39 damage.
His jaw drops.
It was nice knowing you.
One knee.
And then Moriarty seeing him just on the knee, he's just going to
smack him again. Do it, do it.
I'm going for the smack again.
Do it.
Finish him.
17?
No.
Damn.
Armor class of 18.
Oh.
What about your butt attack?
That's I'm going for it too.
Oh, come on.
Let's go.
19.
Yeah.
Yes.
For 8 damage.
He is up with 1 health.
Oh,
are you shitting
my
me?
God.
Rip Fangfin, you son of a bitch.
Sad sack. Just fucking die already. Oh, boy.
1
HP.
Shred sees this and growls viciously. He's going to push through the spiritual weapon, through the spirit guardians, up to Jack. Yeah,
get that save.
Yeah, he does need to get a save.
Fails it.
All right. So he gets a... blast coming up. If I could find my spell sheet. Why can't I find it? I will say, casting Spirit Guardians is annoying because it, like, casts a whole spell slot every time we do it. There we go. 14 maybe radiant just... damage.
Nice.
I would say just make a macro for the 3d8 right. plus.
Yeah.
If you had any yet.
All right, and he's coming in hot with his fish hooks. What's your armor class?
My armor class is 17.
All right, we've got one hit.
But I'm going to cast shield.
Okay. So we've got two misses. But 25 is still going to hit, so that's one hit.
Yeah, 25 does hit.
Crit fail doesn't.
Celine is going to use bonus action on that crit and roll a d6 and subtract it from it.
A bonus action or a reaction?
A reaction. It's her okay. Whoa.
Okay. Subtract 1d6.
Yeah. Oh, you're silvery barbsing it then?
That's no, I can't. I already shielded.
Oh, that's right.
She had it or whatever.
Nope. Not on the list.
Okay. It'll still hit because the 23 will still beat. But
oh, that's right.
It won't do crit damage.
Where's my ability here?
Well, it's only put it down by one, so that's good.
Yeah. 15 total damage to you, Jack, from the two hits. Okay.
Yeah, my ability that I have is a reaction, so.
That'll be it for him, though. Onto the ship damage. Mages, there's one left. Chill Ouch. Touch against Jack Rackman. Gotta kick him while he's down, right?
I suppose.
Like how you just went with that. Well, it misses. Bringing us to the Buccaneers, two of which are just gonna move up to be closer to Thousand Tooth Tom, the other of which is gonna take two swings with disadvantage against Moriarty. Or it's not going to, because my Buccaneer stat doesn't want to work. Sorry for the slowness with this. I think it's not working because the one I linked it to got knocked out. He misses. It's with disadvantage, so yeah, he misses twice. And the others move, and I think that's Jack. Yeah, Jack is up next.
All right.
Thousand Tooth Tom just has, like, this, phalanx of minions around him.
So, I suppose do I think that Shred is, like, outside of the range of protection from the counterspell thing that's been happening, or do I think that
I think
you
so.
Probably get...
Yeah, he's beyond the perimeter of the boat.
Yeah, I think I'm going to cast...
I'm working on the crew while you do your thing, so...
Sure.
Ignore some rolls.
I'm going to cast... Yeah. I think it's a good idea. I'm going to cast Vortex Warp on Shred and try him... Teleport him, you know, off the boat. Just out into the water.
Okay. What kind of save does he get?
Vortex Warp.
He doesn't.
Why would he?
No save.
That's one of those spells that I really need to get in here. It is a Constitution saving throw, so he is probably pretty good at those.
He is pretty good at those. He's proficient in them. 16?
17.
All right. So, Jester, where you want him?
Just 90 feet in the water over here.
Sploosh.
Amazing.
He's a shark pole. He has a swim speed, but he's out for a couple rounds.
I will step onto the boat.
Personally, I would have put him 90 feet guardians. Up in the air.
Wow. So, if Rip succeeds, he takes half damage. The minimum you can do is 1 damage.
No matter what. Well,
isn't the minimum, minimum he can do is 3 damage.
Well, right, half of which is, is 1. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
He's toast. He's toasting.
Rip goes down with a tremendous thud.
Yeah, so Jack just looks at Shred and says, I'll be seeing you in a minute. Tosses him overboard, steps forward, looks at Rip, die.
Yes.
And Rip obliges.
You know, Jack, I was about to kill this man and then Thorn Whip pushed away the other dude, but you did it just yourself.
I just walked in here. You can't be mad at me for that.
I is a no
go ahead and roll damage for your spirit guardians.
3d8, 12 damage.
All right.
Not bad.
Everyone failed this one, so they take full damage. Taking out
a crewmate. I killed him, too?
Yeah. I mean, that was just a crewmate, not a beefy buccaneer.
Quicken another firebolt at the last remaining buccaneer here. I am on fire. 22 to hit.
All right. That will hit. Are you sure you want the firebolt instead of your spiritual weapon?
Oh, you're right. I totally forgot I had the spiritual weapon because it was invisible to me.
Yeah, I just don't want you to lose track of it.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate that. Yeah, I'll absolutely do that instead.
Okay.
Which we'll probably miss now, but, you know, what are you gonna
do? You can keep the attack roll. I think it's the same modifier.
Oh. So what would it be? 22 to hit?
Mm-hmm.
For 8 damage.
Yeah, a little less damage, but save using the thing that's out.
Yeah, resources.
Yeah. All right, I assume that's all for Jack?
Yes.
Perfect. The crew has gone. They took out... they didn't take anyone out this round, but they weakened the ship mage that is still standing. Let's see. It's going to be Clacker's turn. Nagish first, and then Clacker. Who would like to roll for Nagish?
I can do it this time.
All right.
Nagish.
Can Nagish see Shred?
Yeah, I think so.
So, are we sure we want to try to go for Shred still, or?
Oh, I don't know. That's just what I assumed.
Oh, actually, you know what? He's still in the way. Well, might as well try. On Shred. A 9.
Insanity Ray.
Great.
DC 16
save?
That's
what you want on him.
Yeah, you want the crazed shark person to go insane. Yeah, he'll take it. I'm going to translate that into whatever it is, half psychic damage.
Hey, whoa. I appreciate that.
25.
All right.
So 12 psychic?
Yeah.
I mean, if he becomes afraid of us and runs away, that's...
It doesn't look like that's in the cards.
Oh, okay.
1000 Tooth Tom is going to command the Buccaneer to take a swing at Moriarty using the legendary action. And it's going to be awesome, and he's going to get a double crit so that it hits.
If that happens, I'm calling you out on it.
No, he got a 13, so he misses. Clacker is up.
Oh, you guys, do I turn the cannon on Thousand Tooth Tom?
I mean, it's only logical.
Remember that there's the elevation to consider, so until he's, like, over near this edge, you're not going to have line of sight on him.
Never mind. What if I, sit on top, like, where a cannonball would come out, and then, as it does, I use my teleport, and then I hop off the cannonball? No.
What?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think you want shot by the cannon.
If I can teleport it up to there, it's, and like then have it do the portals, rest of it. Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, wait. Oh, just a little too far. I was going to say, can I grab the cannon and teleport onto the ship? And then fire it from there.
That would be hilarious.
That's pretty awesome. If you make an athletics check.
Oh, sure.
Drag the cannon forward 5 feet.
Yeah, let's try it. I want to see that.
I just love the visual of it.
Right. Yeah.
Just magically, huzzah!
I kind of want to use inspiration for this to hopefully make it go well.
You already have advantage on athletics because you're raging.
Well, yep, saves resources.
A 23?
Yeah.
Yes?
Grab up the large cannon in an arm and get over there.
Okay.
You could tell he wasn't actually expecting it to work.
And do not say I never did anything for you.
I take the cannon and I use my little teleport for my rage, and I just boop right over. Booped?
Mm-hmm.
Boop over to the ship. Yeah, I've got the cannon now. I'm gonna fire at Thousand Tooth Tom.
I did not see that coming.
No, yeah, Tom didn't,
like,
either.
What
the heck?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do now?
I keep wanting to do fire your voice whenever I talk to Nelton. You just stay over there. You know, you've been through a lot already.
I got better.
Fire one of the cannons that needs reloading.
Let's do it.
Whoa.
25?
That hits.
Okay.
Who were you shooting at?
Thousand Tooth Tom. 60, 10 plus 1.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you had, like, a human shield.
No, 29 damage.
Uses a reaction. Actually, I don't think it's even a reaction. It's just a passive thing. He transfers all of that damage to one of his allies.
It is not.
But that ally is almost dead.
Tom, I would be happy to take this cannon blast for you.
So, if I get two attacks, I can do it again, right?
That is what we established.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense to me. Auto reloads.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
13 misses.
13 misses him.
His
three-piece suit has a higher AC than that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I want that suit.
Also, I don't know if you've done this yet, Cody, but can you zoom in on Thousand Tooth Tom? We got some custom art for him.
Oh, yeah, I did zoom in earlier a little bit.
Yeah.
Just when I was hating on him.
Yeah.
He looks like part of a shark actually cool. Sticking into a
sail. A little bit, yeah, yeah.
I like how cocky he is.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna, like, I don't know where, if I should move back onto the plank or if I should go into the Spirit Guardians or just stay here now.
I think you're there though.
Yeah, you can also see at this point that inside the grate there's, like, green electricity.
Oh.
Some kind of machinery going on down there. Yala. At this point, you would also hear another agonized groan from Hudson as he's continuing to bleed out.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm gonna hunker down and end my turn here.
Alright.
Where's the rum?
That'll bring us to Thousand Tooth Tom. And if y'all are close enough, maybe he'll do some stuff.
I don't want him to do any stuff.
But I kind of want him to do stuff.
He's done enough.
He has done enough.
But I guess he's gonna drop, well, one of the guys is still blessed.
Technically, yeah. Two of them are still blessed.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a while before Shred is doing anything. Huh, okay. I'm going to... Yeah, Tom looks over at Jack. It's like the two captains just single each other out. This is a completely non-magical magnetism. In that he just knows that you're kind of the leader of the ship in some way. And he'll say, how do I do this in one word? He'll say, unconcentrate. And he's going to cast command on you.
Oh. What's the save?
That's a wisdom saving throw. We're looking for a DC 17.
Whoa.
He has a strong force of will.
Yeah, he does seem to have that, doesn't he? I'm going to use, because I really don't want that to happen, it's called Divine Fortune. It's a reaction. You have to copy and paste it real quick. But when I make a saving throw, I can use my reaction to give myself advantage.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and do that. Fuck.
Man.
That's a save.
17.
Flash of genius and make it a 17.
What?
Well, there you go.
True man again, of Moriarty? Genius.
For the listeners at home who might not know.
All right, let me copy that. Can I copy it? Let me copy it. Thank you, game. Or not. Let's just reopen that up. But basically, I can, as a reaction, add my intelligence modifier to somebody else's saving throw. And I have a 5. Yep. And Moriarty has a 20. Maxed out his intelligence right away.
Damn. Nice work, Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
That took a lot of resources, though.
It did.
Took my divine fortune and Moriarty's genius.
So, 6 crewmates train their heavy pistols on Jack, and they're going to start shooting.
I can't shield it this time.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to roll 6d20, and what's your AC?
17.
Okay, they've got a +2 to hit, so we're just looking for anything above a... or anything 15 or higher. 2 hits and a crit.
Great.
Yep. For a total... of 20 damage to you, Jack.
Ouch.
And that's unfortunately, that's also going to require 3 concentration saves.
Oof. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just constitution, right?
Yes. DC 10 for each one.
Well, I crimped that one.
Yeah.
Pass that one.
All good. Yep.
And gonna pass that one.
Hey, there you
yes!
go. All right. And then we're going to have four similar pistol shots on Clacker. So, Clacker, what's your AC?
18.
Okay, looking for anything 16 or higher. Crit and a hit.
Jeez.
Twenty-one damage, but you're raging, so take half.
Hey, 10.
And Thousand Tooth Tom is just gonna take a free thing and just yell out, "You're still outgunned. Surrender now before this gets ugly. We can come to an arrangement. Believe me, you'll want that." That'll bring us to Celine.
And Celine is going to head towards the rest of the people, cast Cure Wounds and Moriarty, and then Luminous Arrow at Thousand Tooth Tom, who I'm guessing is going to redirect it if it hits. Mm-hmm. So let me reopen up her sheet, because I had to close it because Moriarty was not working right with it. And Moriarty heals for 10.
Nice.
That's later. Twenty to hit.
Ah, that does.
Doesn't you sound? All right.
Mm-hmm.
For 7 damage.
All right, and he does transfer that to a crewmate. And I imagine that's all for her.
Yep.
All right. Nelton's going to run up behind her, yelling, "I'm a hero too, I'm going to help!" And he'll scamper along the side.
Oh boy.
To cling to the edge of the boat here. That's a double move. He's a rogue, so he still gets one knife attack against the buccaneer. But that's a miss. Classic Nelton. And on to Moriarty.
Who is now... Well, I guess I'll get as much attention from all of these bastards as I can. And he will... Well, actually... Move 10 feet forward. Strike the buccaneer right next to him. I gotta close... Celine, or else she's going to try to attack with the fishing pole again.
Oof. That's rough. Crit fail.
Well, let's do it again. 18 to hit?
Yes.
For 13 damage?
Nice.
And then finish it up with a bonus attack from the butt of his bow. For 19.
Yeah. Doing work on him.
For 8 damage.
Yeah, he's on his last legs.
And then, let's see. I was 10. He just does that as he's moving, and then moves over into this group of people.
Now, do you have mobile, or can I make a...
No, you can attack.
Okay.
Moriarty literally did not care about the man.
Yeah. yeah, so he'll swing his cutlass as you move past. Man. Got a crit.
What about that other die?
What about that other die?
That disadvantage, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you were about to double crit. And I was going to be like, my smart ass.
Yeah, he misses. He thought he hit, and then he didn't.
There's just the spiritual illusion of the Guardians that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's Moriarty's turn.
All right. Shred double moves to swim back up closer to the boats. And then the mage is going to do a... Let's see. Jack and Moriarty are both... And Clacker, three of you are targetable without the counter spells getting triggered. So let's take a look at some of that. Let's just think about this. That's great, and only hits one of his friends. Yeah, lightning bolt. So I'm gonna need a dex save from Jack, from Moriarty, and from the unfortunate crewmate who is caught in the collateral.
Oh boy.
The crewmate is definitely gonna die. He crit failed, I'm just gonna go ahead and remove him. Unless I roll, like, abysmally low damage, then I'll add him back.
Oh, Morgard is gonna get hit by it.
Alright, that's gonna be a fail, so... Blur is concentration, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll need a concentration check in a second. Jack, you're resistant to lightning damage, right? But not, like, immune or anything like that?
I am resistant, but I do have an ability where... If I'm benefiting from resistance, I can reduce it by my proficiency bonus.
Okay, nice.
So I guess I still need to roll real quick.
Yeah. Oh, I did roll really bad damage. Lots of ones. 23.
Dex saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
5
Yeah.
So half of 23, and then minus my proficiency, so 4.
Yeah, so 11, 7. I guess 7 lightning damage to Jack.
Doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I'll need concentration checks from both of you.
All right.
Going to be Jack's turn and the crew of the Stormbreaker up after this.
You guys, should I counterspell?
If you could counterspell that, I probably would. But where's my cousin?
I can't because I already used my reaction.
Yeah, I'm going to counterspell.
All right. Spell is countered. The crewman is perfectly fine, but both of your friends are as well. The mage is tipped.
I'll take it.
And yeah. I don't have to make... Well, I'm still going to make that. What would I have passed? I would have lost my blur.
Yeah. Good use of counterspell. All right, I'll roll crew attacks. Jack, you can go ahead and take your turn.
That was the one time I can do it, you guys.
That's appreciated.
The crew's covering fire takes out the ship mage as well, so no more worries there.
Very nice.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess for starters, this buccaneer needs to roll
a
save.
Dumb spell.
He would fail.
Yeah.
And take... 16
dumb
damage.
Spell.
And that kills him.
It kills him, yeah.
Jack will move behind Moriarty. Or I guess maybe one space over instead, so.
So, yeah, so it gets all four of them.
20 feet to do that. So I'll need some more saving throws.
Sure. I'll give you those. Fail. Fail. Look at that. Look at that.
You just want to do 16 damage for this turn?
Yeah, I don't want to, but that's reasonable. They're all bloodied. They have 32 health. They now have exactly half that. Nicely done.
I will shoot an empowered fireball.
Yeah, you will. Tom. Yeah, you will.
So we're going to cast it, upcast it. And we're going to empower it with lightning, which makes it do 2 extra d8 damage. And turns it to a lightning spell.
So I was checking range to see if my mage could counterspell it, but your crew just killed it.
So let's go ahead and throw that old fireball.
Dex save?
Yeah. So it'll be 41 total damage. DC 17 dex save.
Okay, let me make that for the crew here first.
Wow.
There's 7 crewmates. They've got plus 0. So we're looking for 17 or higher. My dice aren't working. They all fail?
Yeah. The highest was a 16.
Yeah, okay. And then the 2 buccaneers, they, I think they do have a bonus. Plus 5. Looking for 12 or higher.
One fail, one success.
Yeah, and then Thousand Tooth Tom himself. He succeeds. So, the damage again? 41?
41.
Alright. Okay, dead.
All of them?
No, not all of them.
I just come up to your back.
I'm gonna have to let me reload my foundry real quick.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my foundry is glitching out. I'm trying to reload it one sec.
You're
18.
Totally understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So fireballs will do that. Fireballs to groups of people. I tried to automate it to make them just all roll the save, and foundry did not like that.
Right. Yeah, so that was my ability called Storm and Greater Improved Storm Chosen. And I can do that ability equal to my proficiency.
You know what's amazing about that?
Hmm.
It hits Tom and all of his meat shields die at the same time, so he can't transfer it.
Yes!
Ooh, I like that. And then, as a free action, I'm also going to do that blur thing that Moriarty did for a charge off the Tentacle Totem.
That is concentration, so it'll drop your
spirit. Oh, you're right. I guess I can't do that.
I mean, you can.
No.
Okay. All right.
So I bonus action. No, I haven't done my spirit action weapon yet, have I?
You haven't, but it is a bonus action.
Have I used my bonus action yet?
Was the... I guess the fireball wasn't quickened, right? That was just a normal... Okay.
Yeah, I can't quicken... Well, I guess I could quicken a fireball, but yeah, that was just a regular action.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll have my... Well, wait, what's the range on the spiritual weapon? Can move 15 feet a turn?
20, I believe.
20 feet. There you go. I'll move him 20 feet, and I'll have him attack.
Sure.
Yeah, every time I cast this, it wants me to... It's like saying that I'm casting a new spell. I'm like, no, I'm not casting it all over again.
Right.
There we go. 23 to
23
hit.
Hits, for sure.
For 9 more damage on him.
All right. And is that it for Jack?
Yes.
All right, let's see. Crew just went. Nagish is, I guess he's still in range for Shred. I think Thousandtooth Tom is out of range.
I think it's back to Jack for Cody for that role. For
Nagish duties.
Nagish duties.
All right, where is good old Nagish down here? A 5, another Enervation Ray. DC 16 con save for 20 damage.
He is good at those. Is it half on a fail?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, half on a fail.
Okay, so we'll take 10. Clacker.
All right. I'm going to ask some weird questions again.
Okay. Real quick, Thousandtooth Tom is going to legendary command the dude next to you to stab you with a knife.
Rude.
That's what I've been dealing with all day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, crit hits.
Mm-hmm. 12 damage, 6 damage, you're raging. Now you can go ahead with all your weird questions.
Now I can't. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm putting my damage. So, with this totem, the Totem of Tegal, I can cast a spell that normally costs an action as a bonus action. Can I use that to then use that to use haste on myself from the totem? And have that as a bonus action, so then I can have 2 actions and attack 4 times. It doesn't say speed of thought costs anything. A free action or anything.
I'm gonna not set the precedent for letting the totem auto-cast its own spells.
Got it, okay.
Makes sense.
So yeah. If I use haste on myself, then I get another action, so I can still make 2 attacks, and on the next turn I can make 4 attacks?
I think that the way the haste action works
haste is one attack,
just,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you would still get 1 attack this turn, and you'd start having 3 on future turns.
Now, one more thing. Here's my other question.
Okay.
So there's, under the ice sphere, there's unbearable strength. Does the cannonball attacks count as, like, ranged melee, or just ranged, or what kind of attacks?
Ranged.
Dang it. Okay.
Just start
you guys see
him
where
with
I'm
the
going.
Cannon.
Yeah, you see where I'm going. should I just do haste on myself, you guys, or should I just go for 2 attacks, do you think? Haste in 1 or haste in or 2 and no haste. Oh, then I can teleport away from these guys.
You can just get closer to Tom and start wailing on him.
Well, I can do that from here too.
Oh.
I can also teleport away so these guys can't just, like, keep attacking me, too.
They're all going to die in just a minute. They're the spirit guardians.
you're right. Shoot. Okay. Well, now I thought I had thought enough about this, but I guess I didn't think enough about what I'm going to do. Okay, you know what? I'm going to boop. I'm going to teleport boop so I don't take an opportunity attack. Right here. Then we're squaring up this cannon right at Thousandtooth Tom. Triple T.
Mm-hmm.
Get him.
For 24.
24 hits.
4. 29 damage.
Okay.
And then we're going double booms. 4.
Oh.
A miss with a 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Have we figured out how much his AC is?
No.
You haven't pinned down the number yet. No.
I shot him with a fireball and Clacker hit him with a 24.
And a 29.
Yeah.
So we know it's higher than 9. We know that for sure.
You do know that.
Yeah, that's my turn.
All right.
Oh, now it's him. Now it's Tom. Great. I love that.
Now it's Tom. That's right.
Big T.
Triple T.
He'll look at you, Clacker, and he's going to walk forward a little bit after getting hit with a cannonball. And he's going to yell, "You better fucking stop that right now. You turn it around on your friend and you send him to hell." And he's going to try to dominate you. I'll need a wisdom saving throw from Clacker. Unless anyone counterspells this.
Oh, is it counterspellable?
It is counterspellable.
Because I definitely will counterspell it.
Well, I can make this. I was going to try with inspiration first. To see if I succeed.
Well, I think action, order of operations, I have to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got to know a counterspell before.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
All right. All right. Well, that's his turn then. And he yells at his crewmates to move up near him. And Moriarty and even Jack, at this point, it's very distinct that the magnetism you're feeling, kind of the spiritual pull, is coming from two directions.
Which can we kind of feel the directions? Is it Tom and something
one
else?
One is certainly moving with Tom, and the other is coming from below deck somewhere.
Mm. What, are two of them on deck?
Or it's
Wow, I did not pick that up.
Or just, you know, Tom has a piece of it on him. You know, something, a mechanism.
I see.
Yeah, just something that's very distinct as he's moving past you.
All right.
All right, so that's it for Tom. We're on to all the crewmates. So I guess these four up here need to make their silly little wisdom saves.
Indeed.
Should I
fail and a fail? Please.
I can't remember what was the
3d8.
Eleven.
Fail and a fail.
So great.
Not so great. They are still alive.
That sucks.
They're gonna swarm Moriarty.
One might die.
Oh, one of them does die.
Didn't know for sure. I was like, I think one might, though.
Didn't see that guy was a little bit lower. So they're gonna swarm Moriarty. They have they're thugs. I don't know if you've put their stats together, but they have pack tactics.
Well, so that one was 15 feet away, and so he moved into my 10-foot radius.
Sure did.
So I am going to attack him first.
I love it.
I'm not giving them all the free stuff they want.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kill him, Moriarty. Kill him.
Oh, that's also... Oh. It's just a crit. It's not a nat 20, but it is a crit.
Yep.
34 damage to the boss.
That would have killed him at full health. That's so overkill.
Okay, now, which one of you two want it?
They're going to try. They're, as scary as you are, Thousand Tooth Tom is scarier.
That's what they think.
That's what they think. They're going to attack. It's just normal on the dice because disadvantage from blur, advantage from pack tactics. 21 to hit.
You know what? I am just going to shield.
You just used your reaction.
Oh, I did. You're right. No, I do take it to hit then.
All right. I'll roll damage in a second here. The other one misses.
Is that with blur?
7 damage.
Meets it. They canceled each out. Pack tactics versus blur.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, that's the crew. That's those crewmates. All the other crewmates are dead? They're either dead or they're fighting the your Stormbreaker crew. So, yeah, that's all for them. There's, like, a handful of pirates that are working the rigging and stuff, just keeping the boat steady. Essential crew. So that's all that they do. Who's up next?
Celine. Who will walk onto the boat? And who had a different idea, but then Jack just decimated things.
Yeah.
Actually, she will move closer to Moriarty, give another cure wounds, and then Luminous Arrow.
Tom?
At right, Tom. One of
the crewmates. Okay.
Four, seven.
All right. Is that insta damage? I thought you had to roll to hit first.
Oh, no, that's the cure.
I see. Okay.
Who is she curing?
Moriarty. Oh, wait, you're pretty wounded, aren't you?
I was going to say, curing yourself again. Well, well,
Didn't. I cured Nelton first. I just didn't see that Jack was so low. I forgot Shred got his ass.
Yeah.
Well, I just... I didn't see if she was near enough Moriarty to even heal.
It was a step back after.
Oh, I see.
But oh, actually, if after? Jack... Yeah,
she, well, yeah, I guess she would heal Jack instead.
But if Jack's low, then she's definitely going to heal Jack.
Okay.
All right.
Seven on Jack, then?
18 to hit 1,000 Tooth Tom.
That does.
All right, so... 11 damage.
All right, he transfers that to his buddy.
Then she will step back, and that'll be her turn.
All right. Nelton will... he's gonna double move up to this crewmate over here and try to shank him.
Nelton?
What?
You be careful, buddy.
I'm a hero.
Nelton, you be careful, buddy.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mom. That's, I missed.
I give him a disapproving look.
Guys, I gotta level up. I gotta do some XP farming.
Yarr.
Where did you learn these words, my friend?
What does it even mean? XP farming by peeling potatoes for the rest of the voyage.
Moriarty's turn.
Alrighty then. Well, since... I will move 5 feet that way, and he gets an attack straight on the dice.
Mm-hmm.
And then a disadvantage one.
Yes.
As I move the other. Up to 1,000 foot, Tom. Actually, it...
Straight on the dice is a miss.
One more there to move.
Is pointless. Is a miss.
Alright. So Moriarty's gonna target Tome. Nineteen to hit.
It does.
For 16 damage.
Alright, he transfers it to his buddy.
Oh, you're a little bit of a coward there, not taking that hit. We're just gonna swing again. 22 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
For 14 damage.
Alright. His buddy takes it.
Moriarty will swing that last time.
20's a hit.
20. For 9.
Mm-hmm. Alright, the buccaneer that's backing Tom up looks on his last legs. Tom is looking okay.
You know, you guys shouldn't stand near him. Do you know what? If he dies, you guys are free to go. You know, we might enlist your help or something. But we don't have to murder you.
Make a persuasion check with disadvantage.
All right, then.
You're making offers that I don't know if we can abide by, Moriarty, but sure.
I did say we didn't have to do it.
Okay. I don't think we'll have to worry about it anyway.
Yeah.
I originally rolled a 17 on that, and then the 6 for the other one.
Don't understand, man. He's got me, boy. Shut up, mate.
I mean, if he's dead, he won't have your boy. He'll be dead.
Someone will have the boy.
Shred is going to double move to climb back up.
Clacker, eliminate that man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, these two buccaneers in the back are going to move up. They still have their loaded shotguns. 20-foot cone. Let me see who all that might hit. It's going to... Where did... Oh, there's Clacker. Okay, so it's not going to hit Clacker.
The second man that came close as soon as he got in range, I am going to smack him.
Of course. That's a thing.
It's a good thing.
You indeed will smack him.
15.
All right, so he stops there. He's not dead, so he's still able. That doesn't change who he's able to hit.
You don't have to try.
Yeah. I mean, almost killed him. So I'm going to need 2 dex saves from Jack, Celine, and Moriarty.
I don't like this.
They do pack a punch.
They do. A 16 for the first one?
Alright, that's a save. I'm looking for a 13.
Okay. An 8.
Okay.
Can I use... No, I can't.
I'll crit one of my saving throws. And I got a 13 on the second saving throw.
Oh, and I got Rosaline's...
Celine's good on the first one. And the second one.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, so on the first one you all succeed. You only take 7 damage from it. And on the second one, Moriarty takes full damage, so he takes 12. Celine and Jack take 6.
So, wait, the first one was...
14 halved is 7.
Oh, so 7 and 6.
Yeah. And then the Buccaneer is also going to try to attack with his scimitar against Moriarty. This third one down here. Oh, I guess this would be disadvantage, huh? Well, that's a miss. Let's make his second attack almost as bad. So 2 misses, but the shotguns did some work.
They did do some work.
Mm-hmm. We're almost back to Jack. Before that, Thousand Tooth Tom is going to use his one of his legendary actions to have this buccaneer directly in front of Moriarty make one more attack with the scimitar. 2 no avail, but worth a shot. Now we're back to Jack.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to... These guys don't take damage, do they, on the start of my turn, or...
It's...
When you cast a spell, an affected creature's speed is halved. when the creature enters this area for the first time on a turn or starts their turn in it. So is that, is this the start of the turn or
no?
It's their turn.
But when you move it onto them, that's kind of weird. I think the intent is that it would, if you know, because like otherwise you would just step back and then step on, but they were already in it.
Sure, I was gonna say that's what I'm gonna do otherwise.
Yeah,
I mean, I might still do.
I'm just gonna give that to you with these guys.
Okay.
It feels to me like that was the intent of the spell.
I'm being cheeky. If anybody in the chat's watching,
you know what I'm thinking. I'm gonna move it around town.
I know what you're about to do.
So I guess I'll take saving throws from them.
Mm-hmm.
To take 19
oh boy
damage. They're dead either way.
Yeah.
I'll take a step behind Moriarty here, getting all of these gentlemen. So that's four more saving throws from the Buccaneers and Tom. That's 10 feet of movement.
Buccaneer succeeds. Buccaneer number two fails. Wait.
17.
Succeeds. Yeah. Buccaneer number three fails. And Thousand Tooth Tom succeeds. So what? It was 19 damage?
Yes. Yeah. And then I'll get Shred and this last crewmate.
Tom is going to transfer the damage to his buddy.
Wow. I can't believe that guy's still hanging in there.
And, alright, crewmate and Shred. Let's see. Okay, so the crewmate gets... Oh, crit fail.
19
no, that doesn't double the damage.
Dead?
No, you were thinking it. And Shred. That's a 9th level spell. You can't do that yet. Shred succeeds, so half damage.
And then on Shred, I'm going to use Routham Psychic Lance, or Yold Psychic Lance.
What the fuck?
So he needs to roll an intelligence save. Or take
that is not one he's great at. That would be a fail. 9 against your 17.
Yep. 21 damage. And he is stunned until the end of the turn.
All right.
Welcome back aboard, Shred. Zap. And I believe I can still. Yeah. I can have my spiritual weapon move up and attack too.
Yeah.
Why not, right? Who would?
Meanwhile, the crew of the Stormbreaker is engaging in battle against these last few crewmates, holding them back.
So the spiritual weapon will roll a 17, mm-hmm. 26
it's a
hit.
Yeah.
And we'll roll, 9 damage.
All right.
On the Buccaneer.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, we've come in the name of Yold. Your days of piracy are over.
And I end my turn. That was a lot, guys.
That was a lot. No kidding. Tom is going to use a legendary action to have the crewmate attack Nelton.
Nelton!
Not Nelton!
Just out of spite. Because Tom is a spiteful guy. 15, I believe, hits Nelton. It does. Seven damage. Ow! That hurt. I'm okay, though. I promise. And Nagish and then Clacker.
Y'all, Nagish is in range of Thousand Tooth Tom now. 90 feet.
I'd say let him have it.
Do we let him have it or keep it on the shred?
Shred, I have the cannon and I'm about to fire away on him.
Alright, yeah, we could fire on him incapacitated, so yeah, why not? Alex, it's your turn to choose what Nagish does anyways.
Alright.
So, make it happen. What
I'm
do you want
to
do?
Forward to it.
Nagish is of three minds.
Alright, so, let's see what we get.
He just needs one more devil fruit.
A 4. Slowing Ray. Targeted creature must succeed a DC 16 dexterity saving throw. There was his dazed for a minute. Unfailed, dazed for a minute.
All right, and I apologize. I missed who you're targeting.
Tom.
Triple Big T, Tom? Yeah, 1002 okay. Tom.
Okay. All right, here we go. He is proficient.
Oof.
You just know that he's going to fucking use his legendary resistance,
nope.
Too.
But yeah, he is.
He is.
Dang it.
What if we're we bring him alive? How much would money would we get?
That's a great question. Yeah, he uses his legendary resistance to ignore that.
Fuck him, he's dying. I don't care how much money. And then Nathan spits out an ungodly number, and I'm like, well...
that's Nagisha's turn. Now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm firing this cannon at Shred.
All right. Let her rip. Or let her shred.
13, are you kidding?
13 misses. Shred is light on his feet.
Incapacitated. Does he get any kind of bonuses?
Oh, advantage, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. We'll go with that.
Okay.
It might only be advantage on melee attacks, but you're close enough, and the cannon is large. It's the size of him. It's like filling up the space.
They can't take actions or reactions.
Yeah, that's all it says, is that they just can't take actions or reactions.
Okay. Alright, yeah, so just make your second attack then. That one's a hit.
21 hits.
Yeah.
4. 32 damage.
Oh my gosh.
Nice!
Yes!
He had 32 health.
That is so awesome.
Yes!
He is down.
I go, smile, you son of a... And then I fire the cannon.
And his, like, mouth was open in a grimace when he got incapacitated, so it just kind of froze there in a smile.
Wow. That's nuts. Awesome job.
Whew! And then I want to... So if I go down, like, if I... do a little boop down onto the ship. Can he can't see me then. Thousands of Tom, right?
Back onto the Stormbreaker, correct.
Yeah. Y'all, do I want to boop over there so he can't tell me to do anything with the cannon?
Hey, that's up to you, man.
I'm gonna boop. I'm teleporting. I'm just gonna go, bye.
I mean, if you boop behind him, I don't think you can do anything with the cannon to him.
No, I don't want to do anything to the cannon with you guys. He's been telling me to do shit with the cannon. Like, trying to get me to fire at y'all. I'm not about that.
I see, yeah.
I booped for safety.
I understand.
Yeah, that makes sense. Alright, so Thousand Tooth Tom, with his last living buccaneer positioned between him and Moriarty, he reaches into his lapel. He produces an apple that seems to be forged of pure gold. He takes a bite of it, and it crunches like a normal, crispy, ripe apple golden ichor trickles down his chin. His wounds glow with the same golden light and then seal. And he goes to replace the apple inside his coat, and you see that the bite that he took has already replenished itself as though the apple was never bitten.
Damn.
And then he glares at Moriarty, glares at Jack. For the smallest fraction of a second, his dead shark eyes spark with a glimmer of fear. Then the moment is gone and his gaze belies only concentration and a series of rapid calculations. His teeth bare in a silent snarl, and he jerks up the left sleeve of his coat, exposing a large cuff full of dials and knobs. He keys something into the cuff with practiced deftness, spares you one more derisive glare.
You're gonna fucking pay for my boat. I'll see you all again.
And then he disappears.
Bullshit!
Was it a magic thing? Can we counterspell it?
Counterspell. I don't think you can. This is like a technological gizmo thing.
Do we only feel one magnetic pull now?
You do only feel one magnetic pull now.
Fuck. Looks like we got a new ship, y'all.
Hell yeah, we did.
You know, I think that boy Tor liked anchors. You think he'll like this one over here?
Bastard.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the rest of you stand down if you want to live.
There's, like, three combatants left. The crew has taken out most of the rest down here. And so, yeah, a couple remaining ones. And this poor buccaneer who's still clinging to life, they do lower their weapons.
Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say Jack just stands there very proudly surrounded by all this energy and whatnot, and then he just drops it, and once all the lights are gone, you can see that there's just like tons of blood and he's shot to shit.
I'll be watching you. Keep your guns down. Drop them.
Moriarty with his fishing rod just resting on this buccaneer is going to turn towards Celine and yell over to Clacker's like, go check Hudson.
Yeah, Clacker's already beelining it. He's like, he's, you're telling me to go check him. I'm like, the wind is like blowing by you as I'm running by.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine Celine will just like run across the top of the ship towards where, be able to help Hudson.
Yeah.
And Clacker's probably going underneath to go and do the mechanisms.
My fingers fully exposed.
Yeah. So Clacker, as you're running through the below decks, there are a lot of wild things that you see. Because you're so worried about your friend, they kind of go in your brain and register as like flashing images, and then you disregard them as you get to the front of the boat. So we will get into a lot of detail about what you find in the hull next week, or next time we record. But for now, I do want to resolve the Hudson situation.
Got it.
Yeah, so you get up to the prow of the boat inside the hull. You find a, kind of like a crane or a winch holding tight cables, pulling them taut, and you find a way to loosen them and then detach them from the device. It mechanically takes two actions, but you're no longer in active combat. All of the big players are off the board. So you leverage this winch to release. Celine is able to pump a little healing into Hudson's previously dying body, now just barely not dying body. He slumps forward. He's kind of suspended for a second, and then he splashes down into the water in front of the pennants. Moriarty is able to reel him in with a line, or Celine is able to turn into an albatross and pick him up, as was the original plan.
I think she'll do the albatross thing.
Okay. Hudson still has metal cables protruding from his back. He has bloody, like, IV lines coming out of his back. Those are going to stay in there for now. That'll, we'll have to resolve that later. but he's back from the brink of completely checking out. He looks up at all of you. His eyes are just completely glazed over. You're not sure, or his eye is completely glazed over. You're not sure what he's seeing, how much he's registering.
Clacker's just gonna look at him like, we got you, buddy. We got you.
Take him below decks. Get him some medical attention.
Let's take him below deck on our boat.
This is our boat now.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't think he wants to be here any longer.
So let's bring him back over to the Stormbreaker.
All right. You do so. Let me... why don't you all reconvene on the Stormbreaker real quick? We'll conclude on this image for this week.
Check. Spirit Guardian's moving with him.
So. Yeah, how do I stop?
That's a great question, man.
I don't know how I even started doing it, guys.
I suppose you're supposed to be over here, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Coming.
I was just filled with a righteous...
Who's this guy?
To destroy the evil.
What do you mean, who's this guy? You know him.
No, I don't.
He was with us in Cliffs Bay.
What? What? No. No way.
Yeah, wow. This is Hudson.
Ouch.
That's one way of putting it there, Nathan. Ouch, indeed. Yeah. Clacker, could you please move the cannon back?
Oh, yeah. And I boop back over with it. Walk back.
Yeah, so the three of you who have traveled so much with Hudson, Celine hasn't met him until now. Nelton barely remembers him. But yeah, you got your friend back, and you took out a couple of Tom's major muscles. While he did get away, you still feel one magnetic, magical pull into the boat, so something is down there. This has been Sanity Damage, to whom the sea belongs. Thank you all for joining us on this epic voyage. What a voyage it was. What a couple hours that was.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you. You can go to linktree.com/sanitydamage to find links to all of our socials. Discord is the best place to hang out with us. So you can come yell at me. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of that. But hey, turned out a little bit better than it could have, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Jeez.
Yeah, so come in. Come hang out with us in the Discord. Let us know what you thought, what you might have done if you were on the pirate crew. If you have a few doubloons to spare, head on over to the Homebrew Patreon. Our next PDF should be out in the next couple weeks, so be on the lookout for that. That's at the $2 tier. Tiers go all the way on up to playing in a monthly game with some of the crew, I believe, including Cody and Pippin. So,
yeah,
come join the fun.
If you're crazy enough.
Mm-hmm. This show is a homebrew live stream. Our dice sponsor is FanRoll, so you can get amazing dice and dice accessories at fanrolldice.com. Be sure to use the coupon code HOMEBREW for 10% off all of the merchandise on the site. This campaign is dedicated to Brandon, who we hold in loving memory. To Whom the Sea Belongs is a Sanity Damage campaign set in the Kaleidosphere. Join us next time as we see what treasures may lay below decks.
Good night, everyone.